You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
All right. Another fantastic morning in the city, Madison, the capital city of Wisconsin. We're right down the street from the capital.
Yeah, beautiful sunshine this morning, yeah. 29 degrees currently, and the high near 49 this afternoon. Maybe some rain on the way tonight. We'll talk to Brittany Merlot in just a little while, but right now we've got Savannah Tomei Olson with us. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good.
Great.
Good. There's so much to cover.
Yeah.
so many things to talk about, you know. What's on your list?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did anything happen this week?
Well, I don't know. We're still looking for stuff. We're not sure.
Something about tariffs. I don't know. That happened. What's
big thing? Yeah. Of course, was the Wisconsin Supreme Court race where Susan Crawford won so handily on Tuesday. And I think the reverberations of that are still really spreading around the country, especially for the Republican Party above all. Just yesterday, the Supreme Court decided on their next two chief justices, which is a rare thing to do. But that's because they decided to make Ann Walsh Bradley, the retiring justice, who Susan Crawford will take her seat, the chief justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court for the next couple months. Mm-hmm. And then they voted on the next justice after that because she's retiring in July. And it will be Jill Karofsky, who spent her entire career here in Madison working for Dane County, working for the state of Wisconsin, and working in victim services office. So a Dane County native will be our next head of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which basically leads our whole judicial system.
That is so great. It really is. You know, the Republicans set this in motion. They took out Shirley Abrahamson, who would, you know, she was the top justice for so long, and that's how they kind of picked the head justice. And then all of a sudden they said, well, let's just, you know, have elections every once in a while and do that right. Right. And now they've gone with a liberal justice as the head justice. So I think that's fantastic to hear. I did not know that. All right.
Savannah, what else is on your mind here?
Have you guys heard about this? There was another attack on a Metro bus driver.
Yes. I heard something about it. What happened?
This was on Sunday. So this was over toward the east side over on East Wash. They haven't released many details, just that somebody attacked a bus driver and then police showed up and they ended up finding the suspect who they then took to the hospital and referred to charges. But basically now Metro Transit is saying we got to do something because this is odd for there to be this many assaults on our bus drivers. So they're putting together a whole review panel. It's going to include some drivers, some supervisors, some union representatives, so they can talk about what happened with both these two incidents. Because, of course, there was the one back in February where the one woman got on the bus, realized it wasn't going where she wanted, and she attacked that driver who lost control and went into Asian House. So they're looking at these two incidents, and they're going to try to figure out, okay, what happened, what maybe could have been done better to protect the bus drivers. See if they need to make any policy changes, and then they'll meet with a bunch of the drivers to talk about how to protect themselves going forward.
Yeah,
so that's the next step for the city.
Some kind of shield around their seat, maybe?
Perhaps
something like that.
Right, who knows?
Yeah, it's so weird that something like this is catching on. We haven't had anything like this before. This is outrageous. I don't know what else to say. I'm sure they're beside themselves as well, what to do about it, so... you know, I want to bring up something. You mentioned the Republicans are a little stunned by the Supreme Court pick at this time around. I was fascinated by this tweet. Justice Crawford won the city of Waukesha with 51.01% of the vote. She also won the village of Elm Grove, very conservative as well, 50%. Crucial, Waukesha County delivered 42.3% of the vote this year. So they're kind of walled off, and they're really shocked You know, this is what they wrote. This is a Wisconsin Right Now. This is the group, right-wing group. And they wrote, what the holy hell, for all the talk about the rural vote being reached, it was the population centers that got swamped by liberal turnout. I really don't see it as anyone's fault on the right. People work hard. Backlash election. That's what they're calling it, backlash yeah. election.
I mean, stuff. I was at Susan Crawford HQ on Tuesday night, and that was really the first sign that things were not going to go Brad Schimmel's way. Within about 20 minutes, we started to get some results in from Waukesha County, and once we saw those, it was, this is not going to be good for him, simply because those WOW counties are supposed to be the Republican suburban stronghold, and it just didn't turn out that way this time, or at least not as heavily as it usually does.
That's right. That's right. Just a bad candidate all over. I think maybe that's the whole reason. I don't know how a backlash might be a reason, but I think that, you know, Brad Schimmel has a record of not being a great guy. So, all right.
He did say in his concession speech he never wanted to do this in the first place. He made that real clear.
He did say really? That. Yeah, he said that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Okay. Well.
See, that's why he's not a great candidate.
Perhaps. All right. All right. Savannah, thank you so much. Yeah. We appreciate all those headlines. And, we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.
Bye, guys. Have a great weekend.
Yep, you too.
Savannah Tomei Olson, that's our WMDX News Bureau Chief. All right, time now. It is our time for our break into spring text to win statewide contest. This is a chance for you to win. Actually, this time around, we're going to have $100 cash. We have other giveaways later in the day. Chula Vista getaway, also Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. Of course, we do this at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. Today's the last day, so you got to get your entry in. Every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing of brand-new Verlo queen-size mattress set. It includes mattress, sheets, pillows, and more. The key word this hour, here we go. It's cash, C-A-S-H, cash. Got right, that, John?
Got that.
Cash.
Yeah.
Just download the Civic Media app. You can find WMDX there and use the text button to send the keyword cash in for your chance to win $100 cash this time around. And you can also have those chances again later on today, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. All right.
Know, before you even gave out the word, we had two people text in and enter the contest. They must be listening on other stations.
Well, perhaps.
And
it is a statewide contest.
All right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Nothing wrong with that. All right.
It's spelled like Cash Patel, right? It's
no, well, I don't know how he spells his name.
Why are you trying to confuse people?
I know. I always
it's
do see, this.
Like Johnny Cash.
Okay. Johnny Cash. That's
Cash.
Right. All right.
Because we're giving away $100 cash this hour.
Okay, let it go. Okay,
you let it go.
All right, you know the world is laughing. This I go through.
Are they?
Look, I look at Blue Sky, Substack. I do. I check them out. But for sensationalism, I go to X.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's caught my eye because the world is laughing at Trump. I got to see what this is all about. And here's the quote. He was talking about groceries. It's cut 52. Let's listen to cut 52. Trump discovering the word groceries again.
But likewise, an old-fashioned term that we use, groceries. I used it on the campaign. It's such an old-fashioned term, but a beautiful term, groceries.
Beautiful.
So it says a bag with different things in it. Groceries went through the roof. And I campaigned on that. I talked about the word groceries for a lot.
Then we laughed a lot about it, too.
Yes. We're laughing again.
Well, you know, it's an old term that not a lot of people use nowadays.
Apparently,
but thank gosh,
not around him.
He made it more popular.
Think he's ever seen a bag of groceries?
I honestly do not. But you know, the Daily Show put a whole bunch of this stuff together.
Right.
And this is a fantastic presentation. Let's listen to this.
A lot of thoughts have been occupying Trump's mind lately. Invading Greenland. Boobs. Taking over the Panama Canal. Boobs. Selling Teslas. And of course, putting tariffs on boobs. It's a beautiful, horny mental tapestry. But recently, one mysterious word has been stuck in Trump's brain.
I went on the border, and I went on groceries. It's a very simple word, groceries. Like almost, you know, who uses the word? I started using the word, the groceries.
Yeah. Yeah, groceries.
Groceries.
I mean, who uses that word except everybody all the time? Donald Trump found the word fascinating. And this was not just a fleeting thought. His brain has been contemplating the word groceries for a while now.
You know, more people tell me about groceries. The word grocery, I've heard it more in the last year than any other word, I think. Everyone tells me about the word groceries. You know, you hear the word groceries, you say, really? But I get more complaints about groceries. Beautiful but simple word, groceries. Groceries, yeah. Sir, my groceries.
Sir. Please, sir, my groceries. What? Wait, now, based on that, you might think that Trump has never heard the word groceries until the 2024 campaign and just thought this must be a new slang word, you know? He was probably like, Barron, what's groceries? Is that like Riz? But if you tunnel deeper into Trump's brain, you find out that he's heard the word before, just not in a long time.
The cost of groceries, a word that I used a lot on the campaign. It's like an old-fashioned word, but it's a beautiful word, very descriptive word. They say my groceries are so much more. I haven't, you know, the term is just like an old term, and it's a beautiful. Groceries, a term I used to use. It's sort of an old-fashioned term, but I used to use it.
Whoa. Okay.
What's wrong
this
with
raises
this
more word? Questions, because groceries is not an old-fashioned word. It's a word we use right now to describe groceries. There's actually no other word for it. So now I'm wondering, does Donald Trump know what groceries are?
Groceries, it sort of says a bag with different things in it.
Yeah. We're on the right track. Not all bags with things in them are groceries. Can you ask your brain to narrow it down a little bit?
The word grocery, you know, it's sort of simple word, but it sort of means like everything you eat.
Ah. Everything you eat. So simple, so almost correct. It says everything, yet absolutely nothing. Let's keep digging.
You know, such a basic term, groceries. The groceries, they mean every single item of grocery.
Every single item of grocery. I have to say, I never thought of it like that. I thought groceries were merely some items of grocery, but every item of grocery? And yeah. Now...
Yeah.
And now his bulging frontal lobe must wrestle with the most important question of all. Yeah. What, in a cosmic sense, are groceries?
Yeah.
People tell me about the groceries.
All right.
The groceries are groceries.
Well, it goes on and on. That's Michael Costa.
And now if you bought toilet paper, you'd really have a problem.
Right? Okay, coming up next, we'll get a weather update for the weekend with Brittany Merlot, our chief WMDX meteorologist. Next.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Oh, yeah.
Love is a burning thing. And it makes a fiery ring.
Oh, yeah. WMDX. 92.7.
It's John O'Gordy.
Let's listen to this part right here.
In the morning.
I fell into a ring of fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, here we go.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. Yeah. I went down.
We're playing that because... The key word this hour is cash in our Breaking the Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Cash is the key word because you got $100 cash on the line this time around. And every entry gets you into the grand prize drawing for a brand new queen size mattress set from Verlo Mattress of Madison. So get that word to us before 8 a.m. on your Civic Media app. Just download the app. Put it right in there. Find our station, WMDX. Use the text button. Text us in the word cash before 8 a.m. We'll have other chances and other keywords at 11, 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. Okay? Now, it's time to check on the weather, see what's happening this weekend with our chief meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Great.
It's Friday.
It's a nice day today.
Yeah, it's beautiful and sunny here in Madison. What's it like in Wausau?
Pretty sunny here, too.
Yeah.
A little crisp, a little cool. But, you know, I'll take the sunshine while we have it. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, then, not going to be here all day.
Yeah, no. I was going to say. It sounds like it's not going to be sunny all day. So go ahead, fill us in.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so we've got two systems that are headed towards the state today. One of them is scraping south, and that's going to bring some light rain for us this afternoon and through this evening. This isn't going to be anything crazy, just annoying drizzle moving through this afternoon and evening. It'll be gone by tomorrow, and we'll see the sunshine for the entire rest of the weekend. That's not too bad, right?
No, it's
we'll
great.
Take it. Sounds like a great weekend. Yeah.
So just a little annoying today with those clouds moving in and that drizzle. But highs today will hit about 51 degrees. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow we'll slide a little bit cooler to the mid-40s, but then we'll go back to the low 50s for Sunday. And I want you to be aware that Monday, you might need the jacket back out because highs will only be in the 30s across the entire state. So,
oh, come on.
I know. There's a cold front that moves through Sunday night, and it could spark up a few scattered snow showers. I don't think you'll see any of those, but it is going to bring the cold for everybody.
Well, at least we got a good weekend ahead of us.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
We'll take that.
So focus on that. Find the jacket. Worry about it on Monday.
All right. Well, I have to stop packing up my winter clothing.
Your parka.
Yeah. Put it in the boxes, and I've taken them out. I'm putting them in the box again, taking them out. That's it. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm just going to keep them out.
All right.
Brittany. By the way, are there wind chills that we can expect out of all of that?
Oh, you betcha. Yeah, there'll be wind chills on Monday, but we'll talk about it on Monday.
All right, we'll do that. Okay,
yeah.
Good enough. All right, thank you, Brittany.
Let's focus on sunshine and a good weekend.
Yeah,
exactly.
Let's leave it on
Thank you for that.
Thanks.
All right, Brittany.
You're welcome.
I'm always a downer. I'm a downer.
You are. That's our WMDX chief meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. All right. We've had Dick hanging on the line here.
You didn't tell me he was up there.
What do you mean I didn't tell?
You have eyes, don't you?
No.
It's right in front of us here. Dick, good morning.
Let's go to Dick.
Thanks for holding on the line so long. What's on your mind?
I'm sorry to bother you.
No, you're not bothering.
I got to thinking about his obsession with groceries. You know that Rocky Mountain Mike that does the parody songs?
Mm-hmm.
How about putting it to music? It might sound a little better. How about the bicycle? I want to buy my grocery. Anyway.
Yes, we could do that.
I could do it and go on from there. But
we'll workshop that,
Who knew, though, that Brad Schimmel was actually, what was the guy's name in the Miller Lite commercial, the mild-mannered bartender? And he'd always say at the end of the commercial, I still don't know why they asked me to do this commercial.
Yeah.
He didn't even want to run?
Yes, he didn't want to run. I didn't hear him say that.
That's the best they could do.
Yeah.
No, I didn't either. But it's nice to have him relegated to the same pile as Scott Walker, and that would be the I guess the pile that has-beens that never were.
That's right, yes.
Or we never should have.
Well, I mean, you could also add Eric Hovde to that, too, because he's run a few times already. Yeah. And they're already talking about Eric Hovde as a candidate against Governor Evers. If Evers runs again, they want to run Eric Hovde, perhaps. And the best joke of all is from Wisconsin right now. They're suggesting Brett Favre.
Oh, boy. Okay, really?
Yes.
Come on.
No, really.
Oh, no.
Even with all the baggage and, you know, taking money from a charity, they still would run him, and not even in this state, and they would run him up here.
Oh, boy.
So they have an obsession with personalities.
That's crazy.
Celebrities.
He's been out of the spotlight for quite a long time. Like, I was a young kid when he retired from the Packers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a significant chunk of the voting bloc who's not even familiar with him anymore.
Well, that's
funny.
They did bring him back to endorse Trump, though. And endorse Brad Schimmel.
And Brad Schimmel, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was on one of their commercials.
So there's kind of softening the public up to the idea of Brett Favre. You know, I loved it when he was the quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he played all that childhood energy that you just love to see out of him.
He was terrific. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, enough of Brett Favre. Let's talk about the tariffs again, okay?
Oh, do we have to?
Yeah, Truth Matters wrote, look, I think we have now established that the calculations for the U.S. trade tariffs were formulated on the back of a beer mat while someone was drunk and playing around with ChatGPT.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so, the theory now?
Yeah, that's the theory anyway. So here's CNBC's analyst talking about this very thing. Let's go to it. It's cut 51.
Here we go.
We're sitting there on the desk last night. President Trump says we're charging people half of what they charge us. He puts up that now, I'm going to say, famous poster board. And I'm looking at those tariffs. I'm like, wait a second. I don't know the tariffs like an encyclopedia, but I'm pretty sure European tariffs are not 39%. I think I know that countries like Switzerland have like almost no tariffs, and Singapore. I think the European tariffs are like 4%. And like, where are these numbers coming from?
Yeah.
I get offset and I start getting emails from the economists and the international trade experts I know. And they're like, where the heck are those numbers? And nobody really understood where those numbers came from. The White House official telling reporters yesterday, quote, I want to emphasize here that these tariffs are customized to each country and the numbers have been calculated by the Council of Economic Advisers using very, very well-established methodologies from the international trade economic literature. So then I started calling international trade economic experts, and nobody ever heard of this formula.
Never heard of it. Yeah. So they just made this stuff up.
Well, I think they got it from ChatGPT or something
like that.
Yeah, you know who didn't get tariffs? Russia.
Yeah, isn't that strange?
No tariffs at all. Coming up, rockers in the studio with a Max Inc. preview next.
WMPX 92.7.
Marty, what are you doing there?
More cowbell.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
John and Gordy in the
Turn
morning.
Turn up the cowbell.
We've got a lot coming up here. We've got Rocker coming up in just a moment. But first, we have to remind everybody about our big contest.
Yes, the Break Into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. We're in a contest hour here. And the keyword this time around is cash. C-A-S-H. Cash. And we have $100 cash up for grabs this hour, so text us before 8 a.m. on the Civic Media app. You can download the app. Just get to the WMDX site there and use the text button at the bottom of it and text in the word cash. That gets you into the contest for $100 cash this hour. There'll be other keywords during the 11 a.m. hour, also 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., and every entry gets you into the grand prize drawing of a brand new queen size mattress set from Verlo Mattress of Madison, including the mattress, the sheets, the pillows, and a whole lot more. So get that word into us, cash, before 8 a.m. Okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Good enough. Okay, time for Rocker with a Max Inc. preview. Good morning, Rocker. How you doing, man?
What's happening, John, Gordy? How you guys doing this morning?
Good. Doing great. Good. Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm calling in from home today.
That's okay.
And I'll be in next week.
All right.
Excellent.
Max Inc. Radio coming up Saturday, Sunday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. This week, we have new music. Of course, Max Inc. Radio, all local music.
Yes.
Local interviews of local artists and personalities and interviews. We have new music this week from Adam Tesfaye, Mickey Magnum, and the German Art Students. So three completely new songs we're going to be playing. Plus interviews with Rock Onsen's Dennis Graham, Aaron Weber from the Aaron Weber Group, that crazy rock and roll realtor, and Subatomic, Brian Mole.
Okay.
So we got a good show coming up this weekend. New music, local music. And Rock Onsen, Dennis Graham, he is the founder of Rock Onsen, and Rock Onsen is a statewide contest featuring 7th to 12th grade garage bands that want a chance to perform a 20-minute showcase at the state finals at Summerfest in June. Mm-hmm. And so it's a pretty crazy contest. The free band application to sign up period closes April 30th, so find Rock Onsen online. Mm-hmm. And the 2024 Rock Onsen runner-up band from last year, No Limit, They're from Columbus Middle and High School and Monona Grove High School is right here in Madison. And they are playing May 18th at the Harmony Bar and May 24th at Bratfest. So I thought I'd play a song from these guys who were the runner-up last year, and they're pretty good. High school band. Let's check it out. This is No Limit, Everything Remains.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Just high schoolers?
Yeah. Garage band. We had them at Atwood Fest last year, and I believe, I want to say that their band started as a Madison Music Foundry project. Mm-hmm. So Madison Music Foundry, they not only give individual lessons, but they kind of have this stuff where they put their students together and form bands. And No Limit happens to be one of those bands that has now graduated from there and is continuing to be a band. So.
Yes.
Good no for them.
Everything Remains.
Nice stuff.
518 at the Harmony. Go check them out. They're pretty cool. Subatomic. Yeah. A while ago, we were going to play a Subatomic tune, and it kind of got cut off. So I thought this would be a perfect time to talk about them. We are going to be talking to Brian Moll Saturday night from Subatomic. And Subatomic, their last show was in 2019. And Brian Moll, the guitar player, he was in kind of a tragic tree accident that fell on his guitar playing arm, right?
Wow.
And shattered it pretty good. So he had to take a lot of years off, work back at it. Their drummer also had some health issues with his back. So this band hasn't been playing for a long time. But they have reunited for Rockers Jamboree that Sunday, May 4th, 1 to 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. That's also going to feature Last Crack, Magic 7, Mind Doc, Subatomic, and Electromag. And, of course, it's a benefit for Rocker, his medical benefits, and Mama Cares, which is a great. Gordy, you went to Mama Cares this past weekend.
Yeah, it was great. It was terrific. Sunday. Was it Sunday or Saturday? I can't remember.
Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. Yeah, what a great night that was at High Noon.
So anyway. We love Mama Cares. They help out musicians in their time of need, in medical crisis and other problems. This is going to be at the Burr Oak, May 4th, 1 to 5 p.m. And I think their last show, Subatomic, was in 2019. So this is going to be a real treat. I'm really looking forward to it. Let's listen to a little Subatomic. This is Hey Fool. Hey Fool.
Like that. Subatomic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jim Roof, bass player. He is one awesome bass player. One of my favorites in town.
No, I was going to say, well, there's a guy that's doing the old McCartney thing, you know?
Oh, he played bass.
He played bass, remember?
Yeah. Okay, yes. There you go. Okay.
Right. It was heavy on the bass in that song.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's great sound. Yeah.
That's Jim Roof. He works over at Full Compass. So if you need equipment, go to Full Compass, talk to Jim Roof. He's one of the sales guys there. Great bass player.
Right. Yeah, that's a fun
place
to go.
He loves working with local musicians.
Yep. Okay.
Well, let's move on to the German art students. Mm-hmm. German art students have been around now for like 30 years, right? They're going to be playing with the Lower Fifth coming up Thursday, April 10th at the Gamma Ray Bar. That's off the square on East, East Main Street, just down from Jenna's. Now, the German art students are releasing a brand new album, and it has a party that night, Diamonds and Queens, and it's available April 10th on Bandcamp. Let's listen to a little bit of the nimble-witted new wave pop and junky keyboard licks. These guys have been around since 1997. This is the German art students, Diamonds and Queens.
Last night I had a dream that I became Steve McQueen in a green Ford Fastback Lightning Machine. Pounding down the streets of San Francisco, chased by some bad guys in a Charger, spinning my wheels in reverse, blowing up some smoke. I like to dream that I can hide in a submarine beneath the waves unseen, to be protected by the diamonds and the queens.
Great stuff there.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. Yeah, it reminds me of the group, the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band.
What?
Yeah, they did a lot of stuff just like this group does, you know? I mean, this is like...
Yeah, some funny lines in there.
Yeah, there's some wild lines in it. Yeah. It's very experimental. All right.
Last night, well, you know,
and the German art students,
Queen.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What else can you expect from them?
Mm-hmm. The German art students and... They're not German, and none of them are in school. I don't. The only art they do is their music, so I don't know where that comes from. Yeah. German art students.
It's a great name.
That's April 10th at the Gamma Ray Bar.
Okay.
And we'll move on to the Jimmies. You know, the Jimmies are playing tonight, April 4th, at the Cargo Cafe on Willie Street. They are the 2025 MAMA Award winner for Artist of the Year. Mm-hmm. So the Jimmies, you know, they play a lot of places. They're also playing April 17th at Toffler's in New Glarus and the 26th of April at the Stoughton Opera House down in Stoughton.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's check out. I thought I would bring in, you know, we've heard some Jimmies clips before. So I'm kind of trying to find some of these deeper cuts and maybe some cuts that show off the musicianship of the Jimmies. This song is called Jose, the Jimmies.
Jimmies.
That's beautiful. You know, if we ever played instrumentation anymore, like
instrumentals
anymore, yeah, on the radio, that would be fantastic. I think that could be a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect stuff. Yeah. When I saw them
we can do it right here on John and Gordy.
Well, that's right.
Why not?
Yeah. When I saw them at High Noon last Sunday at the Mama Cares 10th anniversary, I mean, they're just, I haven't seen the Jimmies in a long, long time. It's just such a tight band, and everybody, you know, I mean, all danceable music. It was just terrific, and they were really tight. And I also ran into Michael Massey, who I hadn't seen in a couple of decades. Mm-hmm. And Sam, remind me, we got to reach out to Michael and get him on the show. He did our John and Gordy theme, which we've used since day one here for the last year and a half. What's that?
I said, oh, no kidding. Yeah, we got to get him on.
Yes,
the mastermind behind it.
Well, absolutely. We hung out for quite a while, and he's doing well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's had some medical challenges lately as well, but he's doing great. And
yeah,
I want to talk about his book also that he put out there. So, anyway, Rocco, we got a couple of minutes here. Should we get into the next song, or do we have time? I think we do.
We can. Okay. And, you know, Michael Massey, he's in that band Generation Jones,
yes,
which is kind of an all-star band. It has a whole bunch of Madison legends in that band. So they're a lot of fun to go see, including Shondell Marks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's see. Let's go on to the Clyde Stubblefield birthday tribute. That's going to be with the Funky JBs. And that features, of course, Joey B. Banks on drums. And
absolutely.
You know, Clyde Stubblefield was his mentor. He grew up with him. And nobody plays Clyde Stubblefield drums like Joey. You know, Clyde Stubblefield, he was James Brown drummer
the
from
drummer.
1965 to 1970, the funky drummer. That's right. And so the Funky JBs, they play James Brown music, but they also play all these songs that Clyde loved to play himself. Clyde was the most sampled drummer of all time, and he passed away in 2017. The Clyde Stubblefield All-Stars, the Funky JBs, I'm sorry, are going to be playing the High Noon Saloon Friday, April 18th, for a tribute to Clyde Stubblefield on his birthday. Let's listen to a little bit of the Clyde Stubblefield All-Stars. This was with Clyde and with Joey backing him up live at the Barrymore Theater. This is a song by Archie Bell and the Drells. This is called Tighten Up.
And we will be back with Rocker and a little bit more of the Max Inc. preview next on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
You got it tight up. Woo! Yeah, you got it tight up.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I said, stick 'em up, everybody, I'm robbing this place. Drop all of your money in my guitar case. Don't nobody move and don't nobody reach for that door.
A lady said, why, you're Johnny Cash.
I said, no, ma'am, I'm the Manhattan Flash, and I am the best bank robber in New York.
What?
Now, the other night, Roy Acuff called me. He said, John, I'd like to...
WMDX 92.7, the Johnny Gordy in the Morning program.
Mm-hmm, and that's Johnny Cash. We're playing Johnny Cash songs this hour because cash is our key word in our Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. You just have a few more minutes before 8 a.m. to text us that word. So download the Civic Media app. You know, just find WMDX there. Use the text button, and you can send in that keyword cash. And $100 cash is up for grabs this hour. That puts you into the grand prize drawing of a brand new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress of Madison. It includes the mattress, the sheets, the pillows, and a whole lot more. So get those entries in. There'll be other keyword hours, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. today. And that'll be it. So we've got to get those entries in because today is the last day. And, by the way, this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning during the Max Inc. preview is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. The Verlo Mismatch Sale is happening. It's the biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. So hurry in now. Save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better with Verlo Mattress of Madison. Two locations, east side and west side. Go to verlo.com. for more information. Okay, back to the Max Inc. preview. Rocker is still with us here.
Yes.
Rocker, what do you got here?
I am.
Wrap things up.
Well, hey, you know, it's kind of funny. Remember back in the day, back in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
Radio stations used to make these like compilation albums of local bands.
Yes.
You know, they happen everywhere. And
yeah.
WIBA right here in Madison worked with Full Compass to do a lot of live recordings on the radio.
Great stuff.
Between 1973 and 1979.
Yep.
And they had this one album that they put out. It was called Backtracks. Mm-hmm. It featured, I want to know if John knows any of these bands. Gordy, you too.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien, Betsy Caskey.
Yeah. Betsy Caskey. Waves. I remember Betsy Caskey. Yeah. Okay, keep going.
Out of the West, the Ben Sidran Trio.
Oh, sure.
Of course.
Yeah. Short Stuff.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Short Stuff.
How about the Green Dolphin Band?
No, not them. No.
Don't remember them? No.
How about Tony Brown?
Yes, oh, Tony Brown, sure. Tony
Brown. You got to remember Tony Brown, right? Legend. He's legendary around this area. Yes. Well, we got a hold of some of these recordings, right? Mm-hmm. And it so happens that at the Atwood Music Hall, Tony Brown, they're doing a lot of shows bringing back some reunion-type bands, including Spooner, right. Luther Allison Tribute. But this one is going to be Tony Brown. Tony's going to be playing with Natty Nation, who is going to be having a 30-year anniversary that day. It's a little bit in the future, Saturday, June 21st, first day of summer, at the Atwood Music Hall. But I thought I'd bring in this song because it's Tony Brown and the Roots. And this song is called You Learn Secrets.
For every sad eyed depressed city child, there's someone with abilities for a remedy. And when all the time we wasted, there's still some time for the world out there. You put it in a paper, tell a friend I plead you for the love life we must share.
Wow. Very cool.
Oh, when I was in college back in the 80s, we used to go see Tony all the time at the Memorial Union Terrace. Mm-hmm. That was always one of the best places to see his band. Kind of a mix of reggae and pop, and just a great artist. And he's still kicking around. And that's going to be Tony Brown with Natty Nation coming up Saturday, June 21st at the Atwood Music Hall.
Yeah, those old WIBA broadcasts of the groups, they're all in a library someplace preserved and right? They're inaccessible. I mean, you can go there in the library and listen to the music, but it's not something they put online. And I tried to get the person who put it there, who donated it, to put it online. I said, you know, there's something called the internet now.
You know, John, a couple of months ago, I was down in the music library at Memorial Library here, mm-hmm. listening to a couple of those records. I forget if I listened to the one that Rocker mentioned here, but...
Maybe that's where they have it on file.
That's right, and you're right. It's not on the internet. They talk about it like it's listed there, but the songs aren't up there. It's quite annoying. Maybe I ought to head over there and do it.
Jeez,
if you really want it, though, it is on the internet because I checked on eBay, and right now that particular album, the record, is for sale for like $20 on eBay. It's called Backtracks.
Okay. All right. Just got about a minute left here. Rocker, what's on the show this weekend?
Just to remind everybody. Hey, we're going to have Rock Onsen, Dennis Graham, Aaron Weber from the Aaron Weber Group, and Brian Mole from Subatomic.
Excellent. All right. Maybe we can involve you in something that Doug in Milwaukee,
St. Francis,
suggested that we have a John and Gordy taser battle, and and he would like maybe you to be a part of that.
Maybe as a referee, we could do it on live on on the Max Inc. Show.
It's not something I'm going to be a part of, but you know, if you want to be a
if
part
you were
of that,
maybe
Rocker,
singing while it was happening.
Yeah. Rocker, that's going to do it. We are out of here, but have a
good
weekend.
Guys.
Always great to talk to you. Stephanie Miller is next. Next week, we're giving away tickets to Peter Frampton and also comedian Danae Hayes. That'll be happening next week.
I also want to, you know, just a big sorry for not getting to your text because we have a text contest and sometimes your stuff gets lost in there.
But next week, we'll have more chances. Okay. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday. So long.
Let the sun shine. The John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.